This is TWiT.
So this week is going to be interesting for a lot of folks on the 20th, which is Thursday, right? I'm not talking the 21st, which is when the new iPhones launch. No, I'm talking the day before that happens, on the 20th. And this is going to be a nationwide test, okay? The first time they've ever done this, of the iPaws. And no, it's not something to do with dogs. The iPaws stands for Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. And this is done with FEMA and the FCC. So they're going to do two different tests. And you're probably familiar with one part of this test, which is when you're watching TV or listening to the radio and you hear that little break-in sound, right, that we've heard since childhood. And you hear that break-in sound. It's that very particular sound that they play, and then it says, this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. And then they go on to explain that had this been real, that you would hear, you know, whatever they need to tell you at that time. We've heard that for a long time. But with the advent of cell phones, things are a little different nowadays. People don't always have their TVs on. They don't always have their radios on. Sometimes they're streaming. And this presents some complications when you're trying to tell the whole nation something at one time. So now we have a new system, which is called the WEA. Okay, WEA. So you've got the EAS and the WEA. So the EAS is Emergency Alert System, and that's really dealing with the radio and TV and all that stuff. But then the WEA is the Wireless Emergency Alerts. And you've probably gotten one of these on your phone, right? If you've ever had an Amber Alert in your area, you might have received one of these messages on your phone. The first time you got one, it probably scared the heck out of you, like it did for me, because I've got 15 phones around the house, and they all went off. So you sit there and you go, what was that? Now we're sort of used to them. And I feel like we've gotten more of them lately for the emergency alerts, for the Amber Alerts. And also there's one, I think it's called the Silver Alert, where it's like an elderly person that's gone missing. So on September 20th, there will be a WEA portion of this test, right? So there will be, first they're going to do the emergency the wireless emergency alert at 2:18 Eastern time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's going to be at 2:18. If you're on the West Coast, that's around, 11:18 a.m.? So around 11:18 or 11, 12, no. I'm really bad with this math. If it's 2:18, whatever it is, let's go East Coast time. So 2:18 East Coast time, okay? So if we go there, at that time on your phone, there will be a text. And this is a warning system that provides the president with communications capability to address the entire nation during a national emergency. So again, like I said, this has all been available through the TV and radio, but now they're going to try it through the cell phones. And like I said, you got one of these before. So you're saying, well, what's new about this? I've already gotten an Amber Alert and I've disabled government alerts and I don't feel like getting any more. Well, this one you can't disable. And this is also the first time that they're testing this on a national level. So what they're going to do is, for 30 minutes, every cell tower in America is going to broadcast this WEA test message at 2:18 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, September 20th, 2018. And what this means is that any cell phone that is compatible, which is probably any cell phone made in the last couple of years, that's on, within range of an active cell phone tower, and whose wireless provider participates in WEA, which is probably all of them in America, it will receive a text message. And the text message will say, presidential alert, along with, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. It's a big deal. So when you think about reaching everyone in America at once, we think this will work. We assume it will work. But there's a lot of caveats here with the system. Some phones might not be turned on. Some phones might be out of service. Some phones might be out of range. But in reality, this is potentially going to reach everyone in America all at once. That's a lot of people at one time. So be prepared. Thursday, September 20th, 2:18 p.m. Now, it says it's going to be a 30-minute test. So what does that mean? Well, that means that these cell towers, the way they ping the phones, they will send out that message for 30 minutes. So you may not get it at 2:18 exactly on the dot. You may have your phone in airplane mode and get off a plane, and then it pings it and gets it. And, you know, you may not have your phone on at all. Now, you may be asking me, like, I got a couple of questions about, can you turn this off? No, you cannot. So if you go into the settings on your iPhone or Android, there is a section for emergency alerts. And if you look at that section, you can see that there are some options there, right? And if you look in those options, there are some options that you can turn off. But the reality is, this message from the president is not one of them. So you cannot turn this message off. You can turn off things like Amber Alerts, whatever, but this one is not disableable. So you will get it if your phone is compatible and it happens. So just be prepared for that. So what can they use this for in the future? Well, they can use it for dangerous weather, missing children, and other critical situations through alerts. So the national test is going to use that same sort of sound that you hear, the special tone and the special vibration that you've gotten before with tornado warnings and Amber Alerts, but it's going to have this special header that says presidential alert. And again, even if you've opted out of the tornado warnings or the Amber Alerts, you can't opt out of this one. So there you have it. If there's a problem, if there's kind of an issue, like if this, you know, we just had this major hurricane, right? If that was going on during this test on Thursday, if they were having like a major issue, they're not going to do it on Thursday because too many people are preoccupied. So if there's a problem, the backup date is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. So if there's any sort of issue that happens, any sort of natural disaster, whatever, on September 20th, Thursday, they will reschedule it to October 3rd. So just be prepared. My feeling is two things. Number one, will this still happen if your phone is on silent? So I got a question via my Twitter, at Rich DeMuro, if you want to check me out there. I got a question this morning. Someone said, hey, if my phone's on silent, will I still hear this thing? No, you won't hear it, but your phone should buzz. So it's going to kind of follow the directions of your phone. It's kind of like if your TV is off, the emergency alert would not turn on your TV to activate the alert, as far as I know. And the other thing is, I say watch out for scams, because, you know, there could be some scam artists that pick up on this and send you this alert and say, hey, click here to verify your information or something. Don't click that link. Don't believe it. This thing will only say this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. Again, no action is needed. But be aware, this Thursday.